Welcome to the NCCF Teaching Podcast. We trust you find this encouraging. New Covenant Christian Fellowship is located at 205 North Pine Street in Woodland Park, Colorado. Our phone number is 719-687-6061. Our Sunday gathering is at 10 a.m. We trust you are blessed as you pore over God's Word with us.
Oh, the seas lift up.
So we certainly want to be sensitive to not post anything on the social media sites and all that. So none of that kind of stuff. This is my brother from another mother.
Yeah, but same in Christ.
Yeah, but same dad,
yeah. He says.
And so I asked if he would speak this morning, if he would share his heart. I mean, how often do we get to listen to someone who is on the ground, who has lived, grown up, became a Christian, and has devoted his life for 20 years plus? I don't know. You can tell us. But I just wanted to bless you and give you the mic. So if I could pray. Thank you, Father, for my brother. I pray that you would bless him now with a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit to anoint him. And we thank you, God, that you are with his family now, his loved ones, his friends back home. And for the rest of his time in the United States, I pray that he would experience your grace in abundance. So we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much, Pastor Chris. Good morning, church. And it's a great honor and privilege for me to bring the Word of God before you and we all together worship our Lord. This morning, I simply want to talk about how can we listen voice of God in our daily life and how much this is important. As a church, we need to hear him in our daily life. And this is our survival actually. We can't live our life what we heard 20 years ago. We can't live our life in those days once we got saved and we were really on fire and we were really close to Jesus. We can't live 20 years back experiences. We need every day experiencing him in our daily walk. I really want to talk to you very simply. Few things from the Word of God. How can we hear or listen his voice in our daily life? First thing, which is very important, we start to listen him, and that is to depend on him. Depending on him. As we grow as a Christian, we become mature. We get more experience. And once we have more experience, the danger is there. Sometime we start to depend on ourselves. Other time, we start to depend on our knowledge. Sometime, some people start to depend on their circumstances. The circumstances or the time they are passing through. Some people start to depend on some key people. It's not bad. We need one another in our daily life. We depend on one another because this is how God made us. But I'm talking about more than that. We all have to depend on God, which is most important thing. And this is a point where God starts to speak to us. And this is an area or a position where we are there to hear him actually. In the book of Genesis, we see Abraham. In chapter 12, he was called for a task actually. He was called from his tribe and God was going to use him. It was a big thing for him. He's coming from a tribe who worship the idols. Now he has been called by God. Calling is there. God is there. He is getting old and older. In chapter 15 we see him. God come to him and speak to him in vision. And God is saying, I am your God. I am your shield. I am your reward. Very important things God is talking to him. God is talking to him like a friend, like a father. I am your Lord, God. It means I am your master. I am your creator. You are in my hand. I love you. I am your shield. I am protecting you. And then, I am your reward. What does Abraham need more? But he is not able to understand what God was saying to him. He responded and he said, what you will give to me? I am leaving the earth without children. And my servant will take or run the remaining things. He is not able to understand God. Why? Because he was depending on the current situation. He was thinking his own ideas. I'm getting older. I have no children. Who is going to run my race? Who is going to run my business? Who is going to fulfill the call God has given me? This was his own thinking. God is speaking a good thing to him, but he is not able to understand. This has happened to us sometime. Once we start to depend our own plans and ideas and the life which is surrounding us, the troubles and the difficulties, and then God start to speak few more things. But he is still talking the same stuff. And then what did God do? God took him out from his tent. It's written over there. Where he should come out from his situation. Where he should come out from his dependency. From his tent actually. And that is a place where God showed him things. God wanted to get him out from where he was. And this morning, if somebody is sitting here who is depending on his circumstance, who is depending on other things, God is talking to him, come out from your tent. Come out from your circumstances. I have a bigger plan for you. God spoke to him, look to the heaven. Count the stars. Look down and count the sand actually. How great our God is. How bigger he is. But once we are in our circumstances, we see the circumstances and circumstances, our dependency become bigger and God become smaller too in our life. God wanted us or me or you to get out from that tent, the area we are depending on our whole life. Depending mean for every Christian, I'm talking to a church. Depending mean surrender ourselves. Depending mean whatever we have or whatever we are living on, bring to him. Give to him. And ask him, bless this. Ask him, are these things you like me to do? Depending mean, stay behind him. not stay ahead of him. Stay behind him. Once I was ready to go to my office and God spoke to me. I was ready to leave my door and God speak to my heart. Do you have time for me? And I kept silent. I said, Lord, whatever I am doing for your glory. This is your work. And Lord spoke to me again. Do you have time for me? This thing hold my feet actually. I was ready to go outside the door again. And God spoke third time. But do you have time for me? I came back inside the room. I sat and I said, Lord, here I am now. Tell me what should I do now. And then I was sitting in my house. Morning to the noon and noon to the afternoon and afternoon to the evening. God was not speaking to me. Sometimes we want God to speak us according to our will, according to our plan. He is God. He is in control. Sometimes he speaks to us according to our desire, but not all the time. He is God. Then it was evening. I got much disappointed. I thought I have wasted my day and tomorrow I have do the double things now. I was frustrated actually. And to be honest, I was not happy. I thought I have just wasted my full day. And then in the evening, somebody knocked my door. I went outside and there was a 30-year-old man standing. He wanted my 5 minutes. I brought him inside the house. I served him tea. And then he wanted to share his heart to me. That was the first time I saw him. He was not Christian. And then he started to share his story. He was weeping and crying. And he said, today I was going to finish my life. I was ready to jump into the river. I am a failed person. I'm tired to live. But somebody told me, go to the church. And he said, I heard first time the name of the church. But somehow, after asking many people, I came to here. Could you pray for me? I prayed for him and he left. Next morning, he was back on my door. He wanted me to pray for him again. And then few days, every morning, he kept coming. I was praying for him and he was telling he is getting peace. And then I gave him a Bible and then he disappeared. After a few months, he came back again one morning and this time he was so excited. And I met him and he wanted to take me somewhere. I said, first tell me where you want to take me. And he said, he would not tell me where he is taking me. And I said, brother, then I'm not going to go with you. And then this was a debate back and forth. In my country, you know, we can't go with a foreigner person who is not a Christian, not a church going person. We have no dare to go with him. So, but he was insisting, he really wanted to take me. So back and forth, 5 minutes. And then I said, okay, let's go. Now we are on the main road. And I was kept asking where we are going. And he said, he would not tell me. And then I stopped the car and I said, I'm not going further on. And then he said, but you should promise to me, whatever I will say, you will do it. This was another difficult thing. I said, well, I will promise. And then he said, I want water baptism. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. And it was, for him saying this thing was not an easy thing. It was, if people know, they can kill him. And I said, yes, that's a good thing. I will do this. And I thought, let me take my another brother, my church fellow, with me so that we can baptize him. I went to his business. He's a businessman. I went close to him and I said, let's go to the river and baptize one fellow. And once I was talking to him, whispering in his ear, there was another man standing over there listening to us. And now we are ready to leave his business, and this man hold my hand. And he said, where you are going? And I said, why should I tell you where we are going? And he said, you should tell me. I said, I'm not going to tell you. And he came close to me and he said, I know you are going to baptize one Gentile. And I said, then what? And he came to close me and he said, I'm also reading the word of God and today I want the water baptism as well. And then we said, okay, yes, come. And then we went to the river and we baptized two fellows. They came to Christ. They did not know him. How did it happen? Simply, God was teaching me how to depend on him. I was trying to reach those tribes for many years. I was praying for them. I was visiting their areas and distributing Bibles over there. Nothing was happening. Things were not moving because I wanted to do this. This desire was not bad, but somehow I was trying to do it in my own strength. Not depending him. Maybe I was trying to go ahead of him. And that was the lesson God gave me this day. Believe me, if you can, I'm in the ministry for the last 20 years and still I am learning. This is the most difficult thing in my life. How to depend on him in my daily life. How to stay behind him. How to walk behind him. In my daily walk. It's not easy for me at least. But it has a great pleasure. It has a great success. Because our God is in control. Our God is running his kingdom. Our God is spreading his kingdom. Not only in USA but around the globe. He wants more people to come into his kingdom. And who are the people going to be used? We people. You people, O church. But from where it will start? Once we start to depend on him. This morning I really want to encourage you. See in your own life. What are the areas and what are the things holding you back? What are the things or hindrance in your dependence on him? So once we start to depend on him, God moves. Christ have already died on the cross. He is risen. His grave is empty. Victory have been announced and victory have been given to us. Our job is just to follow him. Just to walk behind him. Just to listen what he is saying. It's not matter that we should be pastors or evangelists or the missionaries. It matters wherever we are working or wherever we are standing. We need to depend on him. Once we start to depend on him, things happen. I would love to share one more story with you. It's a story. I was trying to reach out a tribal leader. And I was trying my level best. But nothing was happening. I stopped trying. I got actually frustrated. I thought maybe God did not want him to get saved. And I stopped. And then one time, I invited that fellow on the Christmas in the church. And on the Christmas day, we invite many unknown people to the church. We encourage our church fellows that at least bring one fellow with you on the Christmas day who never ever come to the church. So there were many people. Church was full with church people and unchurched people. And the preaching was going on. We invited this man, religious man. So he heard the preaching. And after the preaching, he stood up, he raised his hand, and he said, "Today I want to give my life to Jesus Christ." And we were all afraid. We said, "Brother, you please sit down. Please sit down." Because there were many people. Things could happen. Things could stir up. So we were afraid, and he said, no. "Today I want to give my life to Jesus Christ." And we said, "We can deal you later on. Please sit down." And then, after the church, we led him to Christ. And then, it was the 25th December, our river was almost freezing. And he said, "I want water baptism in the river." And we said, "Brother, it's too cold. Can you wait?" And he said, "No, my faith is burning, my inside." And we said, "What about us, you know?" And that day, he was baptized. How did this happen? Not by our strength, not by our strategy, not by our plans, not by our wealth, not by our resources, not by our degrees, not by our wisdom, and not by the people we are depending on, but only by depending on him who is the God of the God and the kings of the kings. He is our God. Point number two, and then I will finish. This is very important. To depend on him and start to pray. Pray mean simply is communication. Communication. Everybody has cell phone in these days. To me, communication means speaking and listening. It's go back and forth. It's like you have a cell phone and somebody calls you. You speak and you listen. And then it becomes a communication. Most of the time as a Christian, back in my country, we become more religion than spiritual or the fellowship or the connection with God. Back in my country, most of the people think prayer is a duty actually. And I always say prayer is not a duty, but prayer is a communication and relationship. Having a relation with our Father. And how many times we are so hurry, we sit before him and then we speak, and say Amen and then go away. Is this a proper communication? It's a halfway. It's like somebody call you, you take your mobile out from your pocket and you start to talk, and then you say, "Okay, goodbye." This is not a communication. We really want to talk actually. Back in my country, we are the good talkers. I don't know about you, but we really want to talk. And listening is a difficult thing. How many times we are involved in the same business? Prayer means to talk and to listen. most of the time in my life, I forget that there is a time to talk and there is a time to listen. This is very important. Listening during the prayer is very important because God wants to have a relation with us. And a relation is not completed when the talk is going on from the one side and not coming from the other side. Prayers can bring change. In the simple word, our relationship with God helps us to live a healthy, spiritual, and physical life on this earth. Our prayer life helps us to understand the needs of the other people. Our prayers help us to get a compassionate and loving heart like our Father has. Prayers are very important. Sometime or many time we hear the international media, all the stuff, especially about my country. Perhaps you hear bomb blast, suicide attacks, honor killing. All these stuff come on the international media. And two things happen normally. One is, once we see these things, we get fear. We say, oh, it's a very dangerous country. Oh, there are the extremists are there. We get fear. And the second thing, we start criticize. Oh, this is a bad country. This is a bad nation. Nothing will happen. These things are the human nature actually. But God loves my country. God never forgets my country. The people in my country, the women and the children, or the persecuted people, or the rejected people, or the ignored people, God's heart cry for them. Jesus Christ died for them on the cross. He buried for them and he risen for them. My nation is on God's heart. God loves this nation. But how God is going to move, how the revival is going to come, how the Holy Spirit is going to touch the lives of the persecuted women, children, and minorities. How? Once the man of God and the woman of God will be bowing down before God and praying. Prayer helps God to move. And prayer is a power actually, which destroys the power of the enemy, which destroys the power of the Satan in the country. So why not we pray then? So I would love to encourage you this morning. Don't fear. Let's give our fear to God. Nobody can kill us or finish us and even touch us until God give him permission. Do you think our God is a weaker than ISIS, Daesh, Taliban, Al-Qaeda? No way. No way. Even thinking this to me is a sin actually. Our God is a creator of everything. Our God is in control. He know how to deal everything. But he move once his people are staying in prayer. When they stand in the gap, when they start to pray, when they are on their knees, when their heads are bowed on before him and asking him to move in the nations which are closed for them. Don't fear. And let's stop criticizing. Let's start to pray. Pray will help people to go over there and help the people like us who are on the ground to take the gospel to those people who are not reached yet. Once we were praying in a house church. I used to teach adult class. My students were there between 15-year-old to 60-year-old. And we were praying, Lord, move to those areas where our military was fighting against the extremists. And while we were praying, one simplest student in my class who was so shy, he was weeping and praying, and we never ever heard him praying like this. And after the prayer, he stood up, he took the marker, and he started to draw a picture on a whiteboard. And he may make some mountains and some trees and few more things. And he said, God is talking to him. Go to those valleys and preach the gospel. And we were very excited. We said, oh yes, God is speaking to us. And then he said, the name of the area, I will not mention the name of the area here for the sensitivity. He said, the name of the area is this. And still we were so happy. And then he said, the last and final thing, God is saying you to go over there and preach the gospel. Once I heard this, I was so afraid. I said, check it again. God is saying to you, what God is saying to you. And he said, this is God what is saying to me. And I said, brother, you know that area. Fight is going on. And those people are too harsh and hard people. And our forces are fighting in those areas. Maybe once there will be a peace, I will go there. And he said, no, God is saying, go there and preach the gospel. And I was suffering from fever now. I was thinking, what will happen? So I was asking other people to please pray for me and trying to look for the opportunity to delay this plan actually. But it was, he kept saying this, and I decided to go there. So I took few other brothers with me. So we prepared our things and we traveled 28 hours. And now we were so afraid actually in our heart. We had the local dresses and local caps on our head. We took a van and we were entering into the area. And then our van was stopped by the people with the AK-47 on their shoulders. And now we thought, this is the last day have arrived. And then those people, they were checking the vans. They went to our driver and they asked him, do you know everybody who is sitting in your van? They are the local people. And he said, yes. And then they said, go quickly. So we moved. So now we are in the valley. We were doing the prayer walks, asking God where we are going to spend the night now. So while we were sitting in front of a shop, we saw a man was coming to us. He came to us. And the first question he asked, are you Christians? And we said, no, we are tourists. And he said, no, you are tourists, but are you Christians? And we said, but first you tell, who are you? And he said, don't worry, I'm also Christian. I want to take you my home. So we went to his home. Still we were not confirmed, but we started to follow him because we need a shelter to sleep. And we went to that house and we saw an old lady was there. And we saw her and she told us her name, and then she started to tell us her story like this. 40 days ago, before, God spoke to her in a city and God showed her these valleys and spoke to her, go over there and do the prayer walk. And she said, brothers, I'm doing prayer walk for last 40 days and asking God, send help for me. And she said, you are the answer of my prayers. God has sent the help to me. And tomorrow I'm leaving, goodbye. And we said, "Sister, please stay a few more days." And she said, "No, I have done my job. And now you should start. You are the answer of my prayers." See how the prayers work. And then she left next morning. We were there. And in the evening, somebody knocked at the door of this Christian fellow. And there was some noises going on that his neighborhood got some evil spirits. So we heard that. And we three brothers, we said, "Okay, we will go to cast out the evil spirits." We told our host, "We are here to go there." So he took us over there. We prayed in that house. We prayed for that man. There was so many evil spirits attacking on him. In 3 hours, all the evil spirits were cast out. After that, we were served food, and our name was getting famous in that small town. People were calling us, "Peers are here." Peers are like the religious leaders in that tribe. So we were praying for the people. People were getting healed. We were getting gifts. And so many things were there. And we did 3 days job, and we thought, it's time to go now. So we bought our tickets. We were in the van. While our van was ready to leave the checkpost, again our van was stopped by the people. And now, we all three fellows, those people said very strongly, "You come down from the van." And now we were so afraid. And then one man said, "The work you are doing, complete your job and then leave." And we said, "What work we were doing?" We were becoming innocent actually. And he said, 11 people are ready for the water baptism. Baptize them and then you can leave the valley. Otherwise, we will not allow you to leave the valley." We baptized 11 people in that day. We could not do this with our own strength and with our own planning and with our own knowledge. Prayer of a lady brought us to that valley and brought the salvation to those valleys, to those people. Dear church, brothers and sisters, that's your prayers can do. Let's go back to our basics. Jesus went to the heaven and told us, "Go and make disciples." This is our supreme task to live on this earth. And it will happen once we start to depend on Him and praying to Him. It will happen. I would love to encourage you. Let's join our hand together. We are the universal church. We are same in Christ. As the pastor was saying, brothers but from the two different mothers. And I said, but from the same Father, Heavenly Father. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. I would love to invite you. Forget your fear. Come on that point. Our Lord has all the powers of heaven and earth and beyond that. And live your life on this faith, depending on Him and praying for your nation and for my nation and for all those nations who need Christ. Guns and political system is the short solutions. But the long-term solution is the blood of our Lord who died on the cross. I would love to invite you. Please become the part of master plan which Christ have given to us. May God bless you.
It's our joy to offer these podcasts. We sure hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, if you're curious about ways that you can more deeply be involved with this community, please drop us a line at nccfcolorado@me.com or like our Facebook page. Thank you and God bless.